Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by FranVest International, Inc.
Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz. This is the best food talk show in America.
Yeah.
Do you hear that, Neil Saavedra of KFI's Fork Report? I know you're listening. You know how I know? Because you've been stealing my material. I heard your show yesterday. You think you can get away with it because you're in L.A.? Ooh, L.A. is big and San Diego is schmall. Well, L.A. wishes it was San Diego with its clear skies and air that won't make you hack up sludge. I know you're number one in congested freeways and macrobiotic celebrities, but stealing my material? That's low even for you. Well, I'm glad you're using my material. You know why? Because it means that even though you've only had your show since the summer, you've already run out of ideas. You messed with the wrong gastronome, buddy. I'm quite handy with a short piece of pipe. Finishing everyone else's dinner does not make you a foodie. When you say, I am such a foodie, you really mean, I shouldn't have eaten that third burger, or maybe, I hate myself. You're not a foodie, you're just a fatty. Wait till I take your time slot and you're back to your weird Jesus show where you actually pretend to be Jesus. Yeah, that's creepy. Watch your back, Neil, you shtick-stealing hack. You can go fork yourself.
Wow. Well, I didn't know someone stole our material. That's really cool.
Yeah, three quotes from the same show, one right after the other. It was pretty blatant.
Wow.
And now for something a little bit lighter.
And now for something completely different.
You know those little European delis you pass by thinking, oh, there's nothing probably good in there and the owners probably won't understand me? Well, in the case of an Asian grocery store, that's actually probably true, and they'll usually point at you while they talk about you. But that doesn't mean you should avoid these places. We'll tell you about all the good stuff inside, including some great moments, like the one I had when I went into my local European deli this past week to ask the owners, Yelena and Dimitri, a couple of questions. Here's a transcript of that great conversation. Hi again. I know you two just came back from a trip home to negotiating with your caviar suppliers. How did that go?
It was very good. You should buy some. We have great prices on both black and red caviar. Not like this Alaskan govno.
Yes, caviar, only real caviar if you buy from Russian. I know you guys carry like 40 different kinds of sausage. I like the ones that have the big pieces of fat and the ones that are made with blood cake. They're all great and I love them for parties. Why so many kinds of sausage?
I go to special college for kielbasa, the RKCI, Russian Kielbasa Culinary Institute. I know kielbasa better than anyone. Kielbasa comes in all sizes, but you know what they say. Nobody have bigger kielbasa than Russians.
Dima, she want to know what make your kielbasa special, not how big it is. That's Dimitri. Every time you see him, he's measuring his kielbasa. So, guys, what kinds of ingredients do you normally use?
I put real good Russian meat and fresh spices. Strong, powerful, good for men. All men love my kielbasa. Hey, feel my muscles. I can knock over Kremlin.
Yes, I'm sure you make big trouble for moose and squirrel.
What do you want from me, you devil woman?
So, how are you two finding life in the States? You know, I like your cooking network. All these crazy people doing crazy things in the kitchen. And that guy with the white spiky hairdo, what's his name? You know, with the goatee. You know, that's Svolich. He jumps around a lot. You mean Guy Fieri? Right, Guy Fieri. This is American joke, right? Is he serious? Yeah, he's really like that, I think. Well, he's nothing like your Martha Stewart. She was pioneer. You know why she went to prison? Because she is a strong woman. Men cannot handle it.
Now, who's making trouble?
You just focus on your kielbasa, you big ox. We come to this country, we work hard, we make money, and what does he do with it? He buys ostrich farm.
Well, I hear ostrich is really good for you.
Yes, but you have to chase them. They are very hard to catch. You have to put the sock over the face.
It's good exercise for you. you can run off your popichka.
And that's the last you'll see of my popichka, you big, hairy beast. So, I also see you have all these great cheeses.
Ah, yes, great cheeses. Stinky cheese, holy cheese, sweet cheese, really big cheese.
Not everything has to be big, Dima.
This is America. You go big or you go home.
Well, I always find great stuff here, and there's always something new. By the way, Clarissa, would you like a pickle?
Look here, I have fresh pickled ostrich eggs. They're on sale because they take up so much space.
Well, I'll see you again real soon.
Thanks for coming.
Yes, you are cool, like Martha Stewart. That, folks, is the actual conversation. Check out the website, foodfightradio.com, to see the pictures of all the crazy cheeses and sausages if you don't believe me. They're on there. That's a real conversation. That was fun.
That was amazing.
And Asian markets, right? You cannot let a fear of bad parking lot etiquette and fish heads keep you from these gems. Frozen dim sum, inexpensive live crab and lobsters, cool gummy candy, exotic canned soups. These places are great. What kind of stuff do you usually like to get at the Asian supermarkets?
I love finding really crazy vegetables and fruits and scaring people I cook with them. Like, what is it? I forgot
the name. They're not going to climb out of the pot. Are you talking about Chinese broccoli?
Chinese broccoli and then the big jackfruit, the huge spiny jackfruit that you cut open and it tastes like, what is that?
Wow. Are you talking about durian?
Durian is a smaller jackfruit. Very, very similar.
Okay, but extra stinky.
Stink.
Oh, jackfruit. I see. Well, where's the fun in that?
It just tastes like juicy fruit. It's really cool. Well, it's
anywhere near as interesting.
No, not near. But durian, that's fun stuff to play with also. I also like getting the fresh fish and taking my daughter there so she can play with the live crabs. She loves grabbing them with the tongs.
Well, they don't put the rubber bands on them.
No,
so they're all lying there in a big pile. It's like a writhing pile. Uh-huh. You can see all their little pinchers all going off at the same time. And I had my daughter in one of those stores. We were looking for some soursop juice, which, it's guanabana. It also is called soursop. It's like, sort of looks like an apple, but they're not very good until you juice them.
Mm.
You know, they're all loaded with these ridiculous giant apple-sized seeds, but instead of the seeds being, localized just the middle of the fruit, they're like all through it. And they're distracting.
Yeah, yeah.
These seeds. So you juice it, and the soursop juice is clear almost. It's very pale in color, and I like to use it in cocktails because it doesn't change the color of the cocktail.
Oh, wow.
Like other juices will. It totally changes the color. This doesn't do that. So I had my daughter in there, and she was looking at this writhing, pinching pile of crabs. It actually scared the heck out of her.
Oh, okay.
Because they were blue crabs, and they have sharp pinchers, and they're mean. If you put your little finger in there.
Oh,
and this is a safety hazard for little kids.
Yeah,
it's a grocery store full of little kids.
It's perfect height for a little kid to put their hand right in there. I like playing a barrel full of monkeys with them. You grab one and you get and see how many they can grab.
You're not going to see this in an American grocery store.
No.
Because the moms would be all over this place. You can't have these crabs with the little pinchers
right there
in the middle of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But in an Asian store, it's like, I don't know, Asian kids are born with the knowledge. Don't put your fingers in the crab's pincher at the grocery store. And like they start seeing these things when they're babies, so they're totally used to the hazard.
Mm-hmm.
But, American kids are just going to, what's that? Pinch?
What's that? Ow.
And
I'm supposed to be safe and coddled.
Yeah, what do you expect? There isn't supposed to be anything dangerous or sharp or pointy in the world. What's up with this? When we come back from this quick commercial break, more talk on durian and dim sum. And, and only here, nowhere else. Unless someone steals my bit, keep it tuned to Food Fight Radio.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life. One meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata? Roast beef with Dijon sauce. Roasted red snapper. Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms. Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineIn, the number 2, night.com. Or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including Hearts on Fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasonable. Reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. charlescole.com.
Marcus puts the buff in buffet.
That's right.
Eh? Pretty good, right? Eh? I'll throw you a compliment.
I know. I'm surprised.
Everything you need to know about navigating an ethnic market now on Food Fight Radio. So we were talking about Asian supermarkets.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I like best, aside from the gummy candy section, which is really, really cool, is you can get fish heads.
Fish heads.
What the heck are you going to do with a fish head? I don't buy fish heads. I'm not going to do anything with a fish head. What are you going to do with a fish head?
You can make, I guess, fish stock out of it, but I would just feed my dog with it. I don't know what else I'd do with it. If someone gave me a fish head, I'd be like,
well, there's a lot of them, and they're in these big, icy, right there. I mean, normally in the usual grocery store, you got the seafood behind the glass.
And none of them have heads.
Right, and it's behind glass where it should be.
Yeah, yeah.
Away from you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to up close and personal with this full-on, like, grouper face with the big mouth, right there, staring at you like you're the one who killed it.
Why?
And the squid, the giant squid. You know what, folks? Don't buy these things because I know you don't know how to cook them, but they're cool to look at.
Yes.
These stores are a lot of fun. And you can get some great imported beer. You can get some cool frozen dim sum. You can get some awesome tea knickknacks with the teapots and the little chopstick and those little rest things. It's actually a spoon, but I use it as a tea, as a chopstick rest because it doesn't work well
you
as
mean
a
the spoon.
Soup spoon.
I do the same
the soup
thing.
Spoon that doesn't actually get the soup from the bowl of soup to your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That with the, you can't.
We went to
eat
a Chinese restaurant. I let my little daughter try and use it just so I can watch her and laugh.
Yeah, because it's funny.
Adorable.
Because no matter what you do, it's going to dribble down your face.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way to actually efficiently eat with these things. You're to heck with this spoon, and you're like getting like a real soup spoon out of your drawer.
Oh, I just grab that bowl and.
And drink it?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's a manly thing. Girls can't do that on a date. You know, you get the noodles stringing down your face and dropping everywhere. It's just not sexy. But the cool gummies and candies, and you can find purple yam stuff.
Yes.
Which is purple.
With purple. Purple yams, yeah.
You're looking at purple candy, purple cakes, purple rolls, purple bread, purple Twinkies, purple ice cream.
It's naturally colored. Purple yams are actually purple. It lends a very mild, almost sweet potato-y kind of sweet starchy flavor.
Yeah, it's definitely like a starchy yam.
But it's cool looking.
Very.
And they have these, they have little cakes. Purple yam cakes. They're treats. They're sweet. They're great for tea. If you have daughters, like I have two daughters. You have one daughter. And our daughters are about the same age. Is that they love tea parties.
Yeah, they do.
You can find some super awesome stuff for your tea parties at these grocery stores. And shrimp chips.
Or dried shrimp, but shrimp chips, yeah.
Well, the dried shrimp actually look like shrimp.
That's
shrimp
cool.
Chips, they just look like, they look like French fry chips. Mm-hmm. You know, the little long stick ones. You'd never realize that they're made out of shrimp.
Yeah, they're made out of powdered shrimp.
Powdered shrimp, guys. What's cooler than that? People are powdering shrimp and making snack food.
And people
them.
Are worried about microwaves.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's so much MSG in these things. It will preserve you like a pickled herring.
Like a pickle. I love getting the plum wines there because they have the plum wines with the plums inside.
Oh, they're great.
That's wonderful.
And they're inexpensive.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want sake or plum wines, that's the place to go because they sell the exact
same product.
Big bottle
of sake for like $3.99.
Yeah.
This is a $4 bottle of sake, people. You don't drink it. You cook with it.
Oh, well, oops.
Oops, oops.
No, I drink warm sake. I really actually enjoy sake.
No wonder you look a little bloodshot this morning.
I didn't do
you've been
that
drinking.
Last night. No.
You've been drinking the sacramental wine.
It's good for me.
There's a lot of really awesome stuff in Asian supermarkets, but if you can get out of the parking lot alive, the next place you want to go to is to like a regular, like an ethnic market, the kind of markets where you'll find a lot of Mexican traditional stuff, dried chili peppers, things like that. And also typically in these markets, you'll also find a lot of Middle Eastern.
Yeah, especially here in San Diego. We have a good number of Middle Eastern markets.
And they're, you know, they're positioned about town. Look them up, a couple of good ones. North Park Produce.
And that's a chain now, so I think they have many locations. They have like six locations.
Yeah, there's a new one in Claremont.
Nice.
I believe. And I don't know if it's in the Kearney Mesa part of Claremont, but it's in there. They're conveniently located. Find one. They're awesome. You can get stuff in these places that you will recognize and you'll know what to do with. You'll get ideas, but you've never seen it before, like a can of mango pulp. These things are great for smoothies.
Oh, so good. Yeah, yeah. It's just mango pulp. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's pureed.
Pureed mango.
Yeah.
It's really sweet. You don't have to do anything with the mango. Mangoes, if you don't know how to cut them and carve them, are a pain.
Yeah.
You know, there's a whole whittling thing that you have to do with the, you know, strategically avoid the seed and you make the little crosshatch pattern. You flip it inside out and then you cut off the cubes. It's a whole big thing. Just get the pulp.
Just get the pulp.
Honestly, just get the pulp.
If you want it in little cubes, put it in an ice cream tray and freeze it.
You can also buy frozen mango, guys. That's ours. It's just in bags. It's cheap. Get that. But mango pulp is fantastic in smoothies. Ice cream smoothies, yogurt smoothies, ones made with ice. You know, if you mix it with protein powder, great breakfast.
Yeah.
You know, no time for breakfast? Don't skip breakfast. It's really bad for your body, for your life, for your brain, for your metabolism. To skip breakfast, you should really be taking in at least 300 calories with breakfast. Otherwise, your body's not going to work right. Your engine's going to die, people. You got to have a decent breakfast. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Protein powder with mango pulp and a little bit of ice.
Yeah.
Throw in a little bit of milk in there for some substance. Date molasses. And pomegranate molasses.
I was going to bring up pomegranate molasses. It's lovely. It's just boiled down pomegranates. I believe the date is the same way. It's way cheaper than pomegranate juice, and you can thin it out to make pomegranate juice or cook with it. I love pomegranate molasses.
Yeah. And canned curries. So many different types of curry sauces. Get the ones that say mild, guys.
Please.
And if it doesn't say mild, it's not mild.
It's not at all.
You're going to open that thing, and it'll be like opening a can of, you know, whoop. I can't say it. Whoop behind.
Whoop behind.
Ghee. Clarified butter.
Clarified butter.
It's spelled G-H-E-E. Ghee is fantastic. What do you use ghee for?
You just use it for cooking. It is a high-temperature cooking oil. So they pretty much take all the solids and all the, all the burning things
it's
out of butter.
It's butter that won't burn.
It's butter that won't burn.
Yeah.
You saute anything with it, and it's great.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It needs salt.
Well, yeah, but it's oil. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, they don't salt that stuff. It's
If anybody's making hollandaise for their loved one for any reason, don't clarify the butter yourself. Just go grab some ghee. Save yourself a lot of time.
Yeah, and it lasts forever.
Forever.
In the fridge. Inexpensive spices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, normally you go to a grocery store or, you know, don't go to Williams-Sonoma. Come on, it is the spices. I've said this more than once. I don't like Williams-Sonoma. They have, like, for $15, $16, $17, a teeny tiny itty-bitty little jar of paprika. They know you know that paprika is like a couple dollars even in a regular grocery store. But in an ethnic market, you can get great, pure, dark, rich, beautiful, colorful, hearty spices for almost nothing.
Yeah, it's super cheap. It's neat because some of them even come in glass jars.
Yeah.
And I just think it's...
So they're nice. They have the foreign writing on them, which is really cool in your kitchen, you know, because it makes everything in your kitchen look awesome.
Yeah, look worldly.
And turmeric. We've been talking about how awesome turmeric is.
Yeah, they have the really deep, deep, dark turmerics.
It's really pretty.
Yeah.
It's so much richer in color and more orange and more lively looking. I mean, it just looks like it's going to be good for you. And you get this kind of bland, kind of mustard, yellow, icky, aged, stale, old turmeric that you get in a regular store. Mm-hmm. You don't know what to do with turmeric. I know you don't. But that's okay. You're not going to be putting it on your food. You're going to be drinking it. Guys, we were talking about my Live Forever cocktail that we came up with that I've had Dave the Vitamin Guy actually endorse. And he would talk about that if, you know, you guys would just go over to Great Earth Vitamins and talk to him about what vitamins you're taking. You're probably not taking the right ones. So you should probably just go over there. And he's a very, very, very good friend of mine. And he always just looks at everything I'm taking and tells me what I'm doing wrong. Sometimes I am doing something wrong. I don't know everything. I research it just like anybody else. And he's endorsed the turmeric Live Forever cocktail. He can't find a thing wrong with it.
Put that in your smoothie with your mango pulp.
I wouldn't, really. No. I mean, why don't you just go ahead and put some coffee and peanut butter in there at the same time to really, ew. Why would you do that?
Tamarack? Oh, because mango curry is great. So, you know, tamarack is one of the ingredients in curry.
In a smoothie?
Yeah.
Honestly, you're going to have mango curry smoothie?
Wow. Yeah, now I am. That sounds delicious.
Okay. Well, I'm
coconut milk.
Glad I'm not the one who has to kiss you at the end of the day because, eh. But my Live Forever cocktail, a teaspoon of turmeric, a half a teaspoon of cinnamon in warm milk, a little bit of raw honey, kind of a tepid temperature. You don't want to heat raw honey over 110 degrees.
Mm-mm.
Kills off most of the wonderful antibacterial, wonderful immune-boosting properties in raw honey if you heat it over 110 degrees. Just a little bit of FYI, extra information in there. We like raw honey on this show. It's nice. I think that we should forever have the forced labor of the bees.
Yeah.
They should not be freed. We should not free the bees. Ever.
Ever.
They're our slaves. We dominate them on the food chain. That's our job. That's our role as human beings on the planet. We've ascended to the top of the pyramid, and we're going to stay there, and there is nothing a little weak little insect is going to be able to do about it. Although, I do kind of fear the stings, though.
I was going to say, if they disappear, we're kind of screwed, but yeah.
If they disappear, we're screwed, but we're going to keep employing them.
Yeah.
We throw them a bone every once in a while. We give them these apartments.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they don't have to build their own houses.
We give them the government housing. And they're happy there. Next up after the break, garbage. Actually, garbage and bones. Yep, garbage and bones. You can make amazing things with leftover bones, and there's a lot you can do with leftover coffee grounds and stuff. So yes, garbage. We're not crazy, but we'll certainly make you feel a lot saner. Keep it tuned in to Food Fight Radio.
For over 7 years, Modern Dentistry, the office of Dr. Amir Majavar and his friendly professional team members, have been providing quality and affordable care to San Diegans all over the county. Specializing in state-of-the-art cosmetic and family dentistry, including children ages 3 and up, porcelain crowns, veneers and lumineers, Invisalign, teeth whitening, and metal-free restorations. Rest assured the care you'll receive will be with the utmost precision and quality, and provided in a caring, nurturing, and virtually pain-free environment. Having completed a residency in cosmetic dentistry and over 200 successful Invisalign cases, Dr. Majavar is highly trained to create a beautiful smile just for you. Their office is designed with comfortable chairs, ceiling-mounted TVs, and noise-canceling headphones. Call Modern Dentistry and see what a difference a healthy, beautiful smile can make in your life. Go to sdmoderndentistry.com or call 858-259-4765. 858-259-4765.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Mira Mesa. Hand-tossed with the freshest ingredients. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiraMesa.com.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including Hearts on Fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. charlescole.com.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinthenumber2night.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back, everyone, to Food Fight Radio. And you can't refuse these great ideas for leftover garbage. Huh? Who's with me? No? Not even a giggle out of you. You know what? You can just go find yourself a new best friend.
You've been saying that since the fifth grade.
You meatloaf. The next time you make a turkey or a chicken or a leg of lamb or an osso buco, you should keep the bones. Because there's a ton of great stuff you can really use them for. Like leftover chicken carcass, leftover turkey carcass. You want that osso buco bone. You want that leg of lamb bone. Typically, you would put those things aside and freeze them in a big Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
And when you're ready to use them.
Yeah. So if you just roasted the turkey or chicken, go ahead and use them for stock. They're roasted. They're dark. They're beautiful. And then after the stock, go ahead and throw them in your charcoal barbecue with all your charcoal briquettes.
And why do you do that?
So what they do is they work just like the charcoal briquettes. They absorb the heat and they release it and help you cook your food, but it also gives it more of a meaty flavor. So it's kind of like adding more flavor to your food. And when they break down a little bit, you can go ahead and throw them in your garden because charred bones are great for helping plants grow.
What if you have a pet?
Well, if you have a pet, you got to make sure they stay away from those bones because you never want to give cooked bones to your pet. They turn to little shards of glass, pretty much, or they splinter.
They'll cut up your pet.
Yeah, they'll cut up, yeah.
If you have a pet, don't do that.
Don't do that. Raw bones are fine.
Some people use hickory chips or wonderful mesquite to give their grilled foods flavor.
You can still do that.
We use animal carcasses.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, why not?
Why not?
It adds a beautiful, just a thick, kind of a marrowy flavor to whatever you're cooking.
See, you get that bone marrow in there. I knew you were going to bring that up because we're both huge fans of the marrow. The osso buco, whenever you have that, make sure you do clean out the marrow before you save that bone and use it for something else. Yeah, you never want to give cooked bones to any animal.
No.
Very, very bad. Some people do because they don't know any better, and they have a big, giant dog with like a head the size of a bear, you know, like a Newfoundlander or something. You just throw that guy like a bone from like whatever leftover whole giant cow you've just spitted and roasted in your backyard, I guess.
Yeah.
But what's a good use for the beef bones and the lamb bones?
The beef bones are the bigger bones. Now, again, if you get the marrow out, you go ahead and even if you're not making stock, boil them and then freeze that water and use that to make stock with. It'll have a little bit of flavor.
How long are you going to boil it for?
You're going to boil it just for probably 4 or 5 hours. Again, if you've already taken some of the flavor out of it, you just want to get a little thickness out of it, a little of collagen out of it. And then you take these big bones and you soak them in vinegar for maybe a week. And
why'd
what
you do
that does is it turns them into toys. They will bend, they will bounce, your kids will love them. And they really get a flimsy and it's just fun to play with.
You really think that people are going to be rubberizing their leftover bones and playing with them as toys with their kids?
I do.
You're so strange.
But you can also use them, like I said before, for your grill.
Are they good dog toys, at least? These rubberized bones.
Yeah, they taste like vinegar. So if your dog gets to them, that's fine, because they're no longer going to shatter.
Just for people just joining the program, Marcus boils bones and then chews on them.
My dog chews
like
on them.
Like giant gummy. You just said they tasted like vinegar.
Well, I assume.
That means you've chewed on one.
They are soaking in vinegar for a
week. Getting out of that. Okay. Yeah, they're excuses.
But yeah. And again, if you don't want to do that, if you don't have anyone, you don't want to play with rubbery bones or have them out there, you can throw them in your grill with the charcoals, not gas. Cause
the rubberized
it's
bones, you can put them in your grill too.
No, I said if you don't rubber.
Okay, gotcha. And,
yeah.
Just the charred, the leftover of cooked.
And again, the charred bones are great for your garden. And they'll help repel pests that are little herbivores, little mice and whatnot, because they smell like meat and it scares them away. There's a predator there, but also the carbon all over them, what's carcinogenic.
And do you have to grind them up or can you just put them kind of buried in
the
dirt?
The fire should destroy it. Most
the fire
of them.
So you're taking the ashes out of your barbecue.
Well, the brittle broken bones, it should be like cracked open by this time.
Cracked up and ground up.
The heat.
Kind of scatter them like a little perimeter.
Yeah.
Around your home in areas where you think pests might be getting in.
Well, no, more for your garden, not pest control, because that's a little weird.
No?
No. I mean, you can if
strange.
You want.
Really? And you don't think chewing on gummy bones is strange?
What? They're bones.
Pest control, that's like the lightest form of the conversation. they repel pests. Really? That's strange. I wouldn't do that. I chew on rubberized gummy bones all day long, but, you know, I'm not going to put bones around my house to repel pests. That's just weird. Only a psycho would do that.
And you want to figure out how this conversation got here, go ahead and go to Food Fight Radio and check out our archives and see how we got to Marcus chewing
rubber
bones.
There's also a contact us link in there for people who want to email us and tell us that we are out of our minds. Also, garbage. What inspired this is there's a lot of stuff that you can do with leftover coffee grounds and tea leaves.
Yes.
What are some of the things that you typically could do with leftover coffee grounds?
Okay, so leftover coffee grounds, one thing I like to, I've done is it's a skin rub. So you take the coffee grounds, you go 2 parts coffee grounds, 1 part coconut oil, 1 part brown sugar or the big crystallized sugar in the raw, mix it together and it'll help exfoliate your skin.
Exfoliate.
And if you're with someone who enjoys the aroma of coffee, now you smell like sweet coffee.
Who does not like the smell of coffee?
I don't know.
So you're suggesting to use it as an exfoliant so that you have coffee cologne.
Well, exfoliant because the grounds help exfoliate and rejuvenate your skin. An added plus is you smell like sweet coffee.
Well, that's not so bad. What about using the leftover grounds for food?
Leftover grounds for food, if you dry them again, you can rub roasts with them.
Mm-hmm. Specifically pork.
Specifically pork. But anything. If you want lamb, but no, that's disgusting.
Lamb with coffee would be a little bit weird. I'd stick with pork.
Pork?
Pork, definitely with the pork. Chicken, I think, would be a nice a nice alternative to the pork. If you have like a really mild flavored red meat, mm-hmm. like a tenderloin. You have a whole tenderloin, you know, the kind of thing that's like a big long sausage looking piece of meat, what you do is you slice it and then those are the filet mignon.
Yep. Mm.
That's a whole one, you know, and it's a giant, I don't know, looks like, I don't know, the world's biggest caterpillar is really what it looks like, but that's what you slice up. You can roast those things whole.
Yeah, when I go to the Asian markets, we were just talking about that, I can actually buy the full filet mignons for like $4 a pound, or the full tenderloins for.
And we're talking about regular commercial beef. We're not talking about grass fed,
no, of course,
free range. You know, taken out with a sniper, hand living massage. In the wild, sort of a thing. Yeah. Yeah, they're not massaging these cows. They're dispatching them in the usual way.
Yes.
You know, bolt to the head. What do they call it?
Transition.
Sure.
Transition. That's the new term.
Is that the new? That's what the Buddhists are calling it.
No, that's what the transitioners are calling.
They're called transitioners. Really?
Well, no, I don't know.
The
what
people
they're called.
That are taking out the cows.
Yeah, I guess that's what they're called now.
I call it the guy with the bolt gun.
The bolt gun.
I mean, I'm gonna eat the thing. I just want it to not necessarily suffer.
Yeah.
But I don't mind that it's dead.
Well, yeah, because you don't want to eat it while it's alive. That'd just be mean.
Well, that would be weird. I mean, can you imagine trying to catch that thing? You'd be running.
I'm just trying to figure out how I would actually dispatch it if I had my bare hands and I caught it. I'd be like, now what?
Have you ever seen a cow up close? They're huge.
They're huge.
They're bigger than you.
Yeah, they're ginormous.
And for anyone listening, Marcus is a very tall guy.
Yeah.
Very big, tall guy. And cows are gigantic. And they've been bred to be even more gigantic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're what, about 1.5 tons, I think, typically, which is big.
Big.
But they're not cute.
Yeah, they are.
You know, they're...
Big old eyes, long
They're disgusting
face.
Looking. Have you ever seen the face of one of these cows? I mean, they've been mutated almost to the point
maybe
of...
Maybe not one of those cows, but my grandpa...
Well, these are the kind of cows that... Yeah. I'm not talking about the kind that you grow up with, that you get milk from. I'm talking about the nasty, ugly ones that we turn into meat.
Oh, yeah.
The ones that later get turned into pink slime. They, you know, the ugly ones. They're big rubbery noses. They're all snotty and they're constantly licking it. Uh-huh. It's really gross.
And that's what's in the beef.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not one who enjoys beef tongue. I'll tell you, I don't like tasting food that can taste me back. And I'll eat practically anything, people. But I kind of draw the line at something's tongue and green tea leaves while we're on the subject of garbage. Because this is the garbage segment.
Yes.
Where we're talking about things you would otherwise throw away. Tea leaves, green tea leaves, other types of tea leaves. What are some of the things that you can use leftover tea leaves for?
Well, while they're still in the bag, you can use the tea leaves to sit on your eyes and kind of rejuvenate your eyes. Also, you can boil the tea leaves again in a pot of water and take a rag and wash your yoga mat with it for those who do yoga. And that way, your yoga mat will smell like the tea you enjoy. So we do that at home with mint tea because now the mat smells like mint tea as opposed to sweaty feet. Your face
That's actually
yoga.
Really good thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, that way it's more enjoyable to work out and you're not smelling from under.
And it's not an eau de toilette, which is full of alcohol, which you're going to spray all over that thing is going to make it crack.
Yes, exactly.
So that's nice. See, you get to scent stuff with your favorite tea. Mm-hmm. You can also make, and this is a really girly, Martha Stewart-y sort of thing to do.
I love it.
But, of course, you do.
Thank you.
I knew coming into the studio that you would love this idea. Personally, you like to put things in spritzer bottles and put little pink bows on everything.
It's pretty.
It's the good influence, I think, that your little girl has had on you, actually, yes. That kind of makes you a more likable person, is it turns you into a big cupcake,
uh-huh.
Is what it does.
I don't know how much you love cupcakes.
I have not kept that a secret, I don't think. It's that cupcakes have had their day. We're moving on to more important things, bigger, badder things, more awesome things, things with bacon in them, brownies. Brownies are the new thing. You heard it here first.
Brownies are the new thing.
Yeah. What you can do with green tea is you can turn it into a pillow mist. That just sounds girly and feminine, doesn't it? Pillow mist. Only women would buy something called a pillow mist. But you know what, guys? You're looking for ways to make your sweetie happy right now. So this one's for you. You take your tea... And you are going to take a little bit of a diluent. A diluent is usually like a light alcohol.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not the kind you would drink. The kind you mix to make eau de toilette.
Okay, got it.
Typically. Just a little bit. Purified water, some diluent, which is going to be an eau de toilette, or, you know, a really light body oil. Kind of depends on what you want to use this stuff for. You can use tea and body oil, concentrated tea and body oil, to make a tea massage oil.
Oh, there we go.
Or you can use an alcohol diluent and just Google it, honestly.
Diluent.
Google the word diluent and find some, mix it with your tea, and it kills off anything. Nothing is ever going to grow in this stuff, ever, because it's alcohol. We know what alcohol is good for. Alcohol is good for killing stuff,
yeah.
Sometimes including people. But that's a pillow mist. You put it in a little spritzer bottle, and then you spritz it lightly, delicately, femininely on your pillows and your linens and your sheets and your bath towels and your shower curtain and your comforter. You know, bed ruffles. I don't know if you had, do you have bed ruffles? It's a girly thing.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
have
I was expecting you to have bed ruffles.
No.
If anyone I know should have bed ruffles, it's you.
I don't.
Because you just seem very ruffly.
When you said bed ruffles, I thought about eating ruffle potato chips in bed. I didn't even think about little ruffles.
Well, that actually makes sense. But that's a good way to cover up the smell of that.
There we go.
Is the pillow mist. And it's it smells very pretty and feminine and girly. So when your head hits the pillow, it's very soothing.
Ah.
And when you make it yourself, it says love.
Yes.
You know, you bag it up in something cute and pretty and pink and girly and feminine. It's ridiculous how much your sweetie pie will love you. We are, obviously with this segment, saving the planet.
Yeah.
We're preventing landfill. Mm-hmm. We're recycling. We're saving the planet. Yay.
Yay.
Right? Coming up after the break, we're going to be reviewing a real authentic English pub. And if I can find a guy who can hold up his end of a 4-pound fish and chip, we'll be doing a food challenge there in the near future. Is a free t-shirt worth a possible coronary? I think it is. Next on Food Fight Radio.
When our kids started school, I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried the supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through eighth grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, arts, education, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy, personalized
and don't forget motivating
education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including Hearts on Fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. charlescole.com.
For over 7 years, Modern Dentistry, the office of Dr. Amir Majavar and his friendly professional team members, have been providing quality and affordable care to San Diegans all over the county. Specializing in state-of-the-art cosmetic and family dentistry, including children ages 3 and up, porcelain crowns, veneers and lumineers, Invisalign, teeth whitening, and metal-free restorations. Rest assured the care you'll receive will be with the utmost precision and quality, and provided in a caring, nurturing, and virtually pain-free environment. Having completed a residency in cosmetic dentistry and over 200 successful Invisalign cases, Dr. Majavar is highly trained to create a beautiful smile just for you. Their office is designed with comfortable chairs, ceiling-mounted TVs, and noise-canceling headphones. Call Modern Dentistry and see what a difference a healthy, beautiful smile can make in your life. Go to sdmoderndentistry.com or call 858-259-4765. 858-259-4765.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinnight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio. When was the last time you walked into a real, authentic British pub? Do you even know what that means? Like when your dog tired and you need a stiff drink and a basket of chips? That's what the English call fries. I know the feeling. Walking into a bar does not feel the same. There's something warm and familiar and calming and hobbit-like about walking into a real, rugged, all-wood, old-fashioned pub when the weather is just rotten and cloudy outside and rainy, and it's all warm and toasty inside, and then you get a nice favorite tap beer with the thick, foamy head and fresh chips. Mmm. Shakespeare's Pub and Grill is just that kind of place. It's been on India Street downtown forever and has a legion of loyal customers and a great reputation for authentic British pub food that's well deserved. You can order real pub fare just like you get from across the pond, like a Scotch egg and steak and kidney pie and bangers and mash, and for dessert, spotted dick. It's a pudding, which means cake, topped with custard, and it's totally fab. They have weekly roasts and pims, which they serve the traditional way with muddled fruit and cucumber and ginger ale. The little storefront across the courtyard sells English candies and licorice and teas and cute little double-decker bus toys and other terrific English stuff you really can't get anywhere else. Their crunchy and delicious fish and chips is their signature dish, and if you can eat 4 pounds of it in 45 minutes or less, you get the honor and bragging rights of winning what they call the Great White Challenge. Also, you get a t-shirt, which hopefully you can still fit into after eating 4 pounds of fried food. Eat it the English way, drizzled with cider vinegar. Actually, I think they may throw you out if you don't eat it that way. I wouldn't chance it. Check out the photos from our recent visit to Shakespeare's on our website, foodfightradio.com. And in the next few weeks, we'll be setting up a live food challenge, and we'll see if a grown man can eat 4 pounds of fish and chips and live to talk about it. Marcus, what's the most you've ever eaten at one sitting?
In 45 minutes, I want to say a cheesecake.
Wow, that's impressive. I may have to take you with me. I might also need to get that Chinese guy who ate the 50 hot dogs. Is he still alive?
I don't think so.
And now for your moment of clarification.
Have you ever noticed that when you eat at a Thai restaurant and place your order, the server always asks you how spicy you'd like your food, and then they give you a scale of 0 to 5? You would think, logically, that 0 would be totally mild, and 1 would be some spice, 5 would be pretty hot,
probably more hot than you'd really like, but you know some people order it that way, and so 5 must still be at a human tolerance level, so you order a 1, because you don't want spicy, but you also don't want your food to be bland. You think that by ordering a 1, that you're being safe, that you're being conservative. That's because you're not Thai. Here's how the scale really works, based on my understanding and considerable experience. This has happened to me many times. I order the number 1 on the scale, and my thinking is that 1 will have a bit of spice, and the 2 will, let's say, have a maximum of twice the spice of a number 1. If you did this, you'd be wrong. This is not how the scale works. If you're familiar with the Richter scale, that's more like how the spicy Thai scale in a Thai establishment works. This isn't a step up of 1 level. This is 10 times the level. A number 2 is like 10 times the spice of a number 1. You know how an earthquake of 6.0 pretty much knocks a vase off your desk, and a 7.0 knocks cars off a bridge? That's what that's like. Who are these freaks that are ordering a spicy number 5? You'd have to be insane, or you lost a bet. That's dare food. If you're a smoker with no taste buds, fine. But for everyone else, that just doesn't clear out your sinuses. It makes your whole brain slide out. I've redone that scale to help with your ordering the next time you find yourself in a Thai establishment and you get this little list laminated. Keep it in your wallet and use it as a reminder the next time you're feeling a tad adventurous. And when the server comes and asks you how spicy is the number 1, and the little prankster says, oh, the spicy number 1 has just a little bit of spice, you can remember this scale. A level 0 is totally mild. 1 is every pepper in the world. 2 is eating lava. 3 is licking the sun. 4 is French kissing death. And 5 is swallowing a supernova. That bit of information should keep you in the clear until the next time you find yourself ordering at an Indian restaurant where the spicy scale is less like a Richter scale and more like warp. Just in case you're not a giant nerd, warp is cubed. So in layman's terms, that spicy number 2 I ate last week at Bombay was like noshing on the Big Bang. That's a spicy meatball. Tune in next week when we'll try to find something where the Americanized version isn't better than the original. Also, spice combinations for dummies and the health benefits of cherry juice. It'll be a forking good time next week on Food Fight Radio on KCBQ. This is Claire Katz, reminding you that when a guy at your party asks, can you cook my steak well done, it's okay to slap him.
Have you heard the news? Bad things coming to...
Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by Friend Vest International, Inc.